Welcome to Real Time with WLP. I'm Evelina Boyd, Market Access Manager at GSK, and I'll be the host of this special year-end podcast. Throughout this year, we have been privileged to hear from some amazing guests, dive into their stories, and hear from their unique experiences and insights. We aim to empower you for 2023 with this best advice compilation, where you'll hear from our past guests. We asked, what was the best advice you have received? Or what advice would you like to give to our listeners? Let's hear what they had to say.
One that was really important that came very early in my career that changed completely the trajectory of my career. I was newly appointed as a sales manager. So I joined the sales team, leadership team in the region here in Quebec, in the pharmaceutical that I was working at. And so we were nine colleagues, if I remember correctly, and one of them, which I have to be really honest, didn't appreciate that much. I found he was a bit of a macho, talking about sports, a bit of a boys club, took me aside at some point and said, Chloe, when are you going to get on the ice? Like, when are you fully play out? Mm-hmm. And even though I didn't like hockey that much, I understood exactly what he meant. I was playing it safe. I was not taking risk. I was being an observer, and I was waiting for my cue to jump on the ice and say, okay, Chloe, you are now ready to contribute and have your voice heard. And that changed everything. And it gave me the possibility for me to give myself permission to play full out, to put my skates and take my stick and go on the ice and play full out and contribute with the experience I had, which obviously was enough for me to be in that position and to believe that I could contribute. And it changed everything for me, because every time I take on a new challenge, now I can say to myself, I don't have all the answers, but that doesn't stop me from being full out on the ice.
I'm going to talk about global experience, because maybe that's something a bit different. I'd say go for it. Absolutely go for it. If it's something that interests you, don't wait for every single piece of the puzzle to be absolutely perfectly put in place before you say, I'm just going to go for it. If you decide to, particularly if it's a global world where you need to relocate, which I would recommend, by the way, if that's something available to you, it broadens your horizons. It broadens your scope in terms of what's possible in the industry. And I know that your members are in Canada. So I'll tell you that it gives you a perspective on where Canada sits in your larger organization or within the industry overall.
There's some advice from Maria Rosa Menocal, who I met the week before I started my freshman year in college, and who became a mentor and a lifelong dear friend until her tragically early passing in 2012. She told me, whenever you have to face an impossibly difficult situation in life, decide who you would want to play you in the movie version of your life, and then play that role to the hilt. That advice has gotten me through a lot of tough situations.
I've had the great fortune to have many mentors over my career, both men and women, some of whom I've outgrown, some of whom I've lost touch with, but still hold their advice very close, and some of whom I continue to seek out regularly. The piece of advice that has served me the best over the longest period of time was this. Once you have a seat at the table, use it well. You have a voice, be purposeful about how you use it. Use it to advance the conversation. You don't have to have the answer. Ask a question that drives the conversation forward. Use it to productively dissent. Agreeing with everything doesn't result in innovation. Use it to crystallize seemingly disparate thoughts, summarize what you heard in the conversation. All of those can be components of your voice and a purposeful way to leverage your seat at whatever table it is that you have the privilege and opportunity to be part of.
multiple important moments in my career, and especially as a founder, and from other founders, from investors, from my co-founder. These are all mentors that I have in my life. But in the last 2 years, I've been a caregiver. I've been a patient advocate for my father, who recently passed. And I think it really showed me what my work in pharma is doing. You know, I could really understand it. It really, it's come into my work, mm-hmm. and into my life. And I understand it. I can really, really, really get in there. So his mentorship for me in the last few months were, and just simply his support, was have guts, just have guts, like just get out there. Don't be afraid. Just go for it. And, I think the last few years really showed me that is just have guts and don't worry. It just, you're going to worry, but have guts to just do it, just That's to get amazing. Out there and try it.
Set aside time for deepening self-awareness, for cultivating that curious exploratory mindset with yourself and understanding, as I just articulated, who are you? What do you want? Why do you want it? How might you get it? You know, current state, desired state. The second and most important thing, this is for everyone, but there is an explicit layer of, I think, cultural significance with this one, with when it comes to women, is setting boundaries. Learning to set boundaries early and often, and learning to be okay with that, because culturally women are taught and certainly reinforced that when we set a boundary, we're not being a good female anymore. Right? That all of a sudden we're not caring, that all of a sudden we are not empathetic, that all of a sudden we're not compassionate, that all of a sudden we're selfish. Right. We're not accommodating. We're selfish, yep. and we're self-centered. Yep. And you can insert a whole bunch of other, you know, comments and attributes there. But learning to set boundaries, and particularly at work, this is one thing I have observed. I certainly experienced it. That in our current world of 24/7, you know, organizations who have health and well-being as one of their core values, in fact, they have incredible employee benefits programs, will expect people to sit on their computer or at their desk for 8 to 10 hours a day. And that is just antithetical to those values. And so even learning to say, what do I need to do to ensure that I, Catherine, am physically, mentally, and emotionally primed to contribute my best work? And how do I ask for and set boundaries around ensuring that I can do that within the confines of my job?
Thank you so much to all our guests and hosts this year. And thank you for listening to Real Time with WLP. We hope you enjoyed this episode and will listen in with future guests. To stay up to date with WLP, follow us on Instagram and LinkedIn and consider becoming a member. To join our powerful network, visit womenleadersinpharma.com.